No, indeed. It seems that Festival Ballet has come up with a promising doubleheader, one that reaches to the past and perhaps to the future. They will be doing George Balanchine's landmark ballet, Aegon, which, with music by Igor Stravinsky, premiered to rapturous reviews and packed houses back in 1957. It's still considered a masterwork, combining classical ballet with American energy and drive. On the program with Aegon comes a world premiere dance called Orcus, which is inspired, actually literally generated by, well, photographs of orchids. All of this requires a little explanation. After all, this enticing evening of ballet brings together the ancient Greeks and modern-day Russians. That would be Balanchine and Stravinsky's Aegon, which means contest in Greek. Then mix in choreography for Orcus by another Russian, Boston's Viktor Plotnikov, and realize that a half-dozen Rhode Island-based artists are designing the costumes and the sets. Then understand that the music for Orcus is being done by a 23-year-old Russian woman who composed the score in Los Angeles, and you surely have a compilation of talents, not to mention a challenge. Let's begin with Aegon. With its classical bass and American attack, the plotless dance brought on sirens of praise in December of 57. It was compared to the debut of Stravinsky's Rites of Spring, and the New York Times later reported that the New Yorker magazine's Rhode Island-born critic, Arlene Croce, said she did not sleep for a week after seeing it. To dance such a work is not an easy thing, and not just because of its complex and arduous choreography, but because you must first be accepted by something called the Balanchine Trust. That's a New York organization that owns the rights to the master's dances and allows them to be done only by ballet companies meeting a certain pretty high standard. Most of the troupes accomplishing that are big city outfits. Think San Francisco or Boston or Miami. According to Sandra Jennings of the Trust, Festival is one of the very few non-major companies allowed to do Balanchine's works. Jennings adds that Festival, although relatively small, is a really first-class, first-rate ballet company. Festival Ballet's artistic director, Misha Zurich, says the day his company received permission to do Balanchine dances, he was the happiest man in the world. He adds that doing Aegon will make his company even better. Now about Orcus. It began with Zurich seeing 36 black-and-white photos of orchids by Rhode Island photographer Jamal Aiken. They were an immediate inspiration. Such are the ways that art is born. Zurich turned to his frequent collaborator, Viktor Plotnikov, once a principal dancer at Boston Ballet and now making his way as a choreographer. Plotnikov brought in another Russian, Sonia Belousova, who recently completed a master's degree at the University of California, Berkeley. Working from photos, she composed the music, and she and Plotnikov burned up the wires between L.A. and Providence, discussing the dance. It sounds complicated, but Plotnikov, a big, intense man, says no. "I listen to the music, what it tells me," he said in an interview, "and I have the piece." Plotnikov adds that some of the dance is very literal, actually trying to recreate the soft curves and folds of an orchid in the photographs. Other parts, though, take off from his imagination. "For me, it is an amazing experience," the dance maker added. Well, it sounds to me that an amazing experience is a definite possibility. This weekend, we could have, hopefully, maybe, see not only an acknowledged masterwork at Vets, but the beginning of a new one, too.